Help, we are back. Phone lines are nonstop. The West Coast is being represented the right fucking way. Snoop Dogg, yo, it's always like a pleasure to have you calling up here, son.
Man, Jesus. It's a pleasure to treat. Now, I'm out of pocket right now, my nigga. I'm supposed to be smoking while I'm on the phone with you. Get my mind right. Okay, I got the blunt, and let me get me a lighter. Now, we can start this interview all the way over, because I just felt like I was so inappropriate for not having nothing in the background to be blowing on.
And speaking of blunts, man, that blunt in That's the Homie video, is that real? That big...
That motherfucker was real. Somebody in the fucking crowd rolled up about, and I ain't even going to lie to you, they rolled up about $3,000 worth of weed, cuz. I put that motherfucker in a big ass zigzag, and that motherfucker, I hit that motherfucker two times past this shit to dad.
Get
he
the
gave it just a drummer, nigga. The drummer was smoking that motherfucker with one hand and playing drums with one hand.
Are you serious, yo? Because I saw that shit.
Nigga, you seen that big ass tree that dad's walked on stage and then walked in the hotel room with? Nigga, we ignorant when we on the road, nigga. We do's it all. You know, it ain't no limits to what we do.
You know what's crazy? Like, isn't it crazy that is there anywhere that you've ever been hated on? They love you like everywhere. Isn't that crazy?
Shit, I can't. There's only one place I've been hated on. That's in jail. That's why I don't like going to that motherfucker. Everywhere else, I'm loved.
Wow. And of course, you know, the police have been keeping you. They're leaving you alone. I see. You haven't been.
Yeah, I've been off their radar. I've been doing a few things to keep them on the cool tip, because I've been doing a lot of peace acts and keeping a lot of violence down out here. So, you know, when I make the police job easy by stopping the killing and getting niggas to recognize they don't have to kill each other, that makes the police leave me alone, because now I'm making their job easy.
Jesus Christ, man, because I get really angry when I hear they pull you over for bullshit or some stereotyping shit. I hate that, yo. That shit.
Yeah, but I'm legit now. You know, I got a license now. I'm sick.
And for all the weed experts out there, what's the weed that's really like cracking right now? Because every year is a new joint. We got a High Time show up here now. They come up every week. So what's crazy right now?
Right now, they got some shit out right now. The Obama Kush, we've really been running things for a minute.
Get out of here.
I like, yeah, for real, that Obama Kush was kicking up dust for a minute. But I'm a purple man. I like that purple. I bleed purple and gold, so I'm stuck to that purple, that granddaddy purple, or that purple Kush.
Jesus Christ, man. Obama, yo, this is my first time hearing that shit. What the fuck was that? You serious?
That's that presidential shit. You understand me?
Shout out to Twitter, man. We're getting a lot of Twitter questions, and a lot of the Twitter fans are happy that your Trey D beef is over. Like, they're so happy.
Yeah, man. Me and Trey D, we talked the other day. You know, he in the penitentiary, man, and we always stay in contact with each other. It wasn't no beef. It was just a misunderstanding, you know. See, a lot of times when niggas get in the game, they always feel like, you know, they're supposed to have what you have. And I'm pretty sure 50 done went through this, Eminem done went through this, and any artist on the stature of a ball status of a Snoop Dogg has to go through when he puts out a rapper and the rapper becomes successful and is not as successful as him, it starts looking in my pockets. It's like Don King.
Yeah.
Everybody got mad at Don King when Don King gave Mike Tyson $200 million and Don King still had his $300 million at the end of the day.
Yep.
You can't be mad at Don King not fucking off his money.
That's what I'm saying. I had Don King up here.
With your money. You did?
Yeah, I had Don King up here, and I was like, yo, how is somebody going to be mad at you for making another person so much fucking money? Like, even if you, I wouldn't even mind getting robbed.
I just gave you the answer. It's like, he made money for everybody else, but the point was, he kept his money.
Mm.
They fucked their money off. They bought houses, roses, and cars, and payrolls, and this. Don King didn't comb his hair. He wore the same shit. Stacked his money, didn't give a fuck about a bitch, and just made money. His fault that you fucked your money off, and that's not my fault that you fucked your money off. And that's what the situation is. I look at myself as the rap Don King, because I done promoted and put so many niggas in the game and then ate off of me, and then fucked theirs off, and they get mad at me when they don't have nothing to run to. But at the end of the day, when they see, damn, this nigga was the promoter slash the stamp slash he was already making money before I met him. He was already the shit before I got with him. He's still the shit. So let me stop tripping and get with this nigga, because he is the nigga, the reason why I was successful.
And you know that, Phil, we already know this story. Like, 50 Cent has been through enough of that shit, man. You just gotta, if you give people chances, they gotta understand, they're not your sons. Like, you know, you gave them a chance. They gotta know how to run their own lives. Like, come on, man.
When a nigga pass you the baton, you can't keep looking back expecting him to help you run. You got to take that motherfucker and get your ass to the finish line.
Wow.
And if you don't get to the finish line, you got to learn how to go practice and prepare yourself to get to the finish line, because the nigga that gave you the baton got his own race to run. And he can't keep babysitting you. You know what I'm saying? Like I say with all the artists that I done put in the game and all the niggas that put niggas in the game, you can't babysit. Now, if a nigga becomes hot and successful and blows up, then you'll want to take him on the road with you and have him with you everywhere you go because he's the shit. It's like the nigga Drake. He rolling with Lil Wayne right now because Lil Wayne stamped him, but Drake hot by himself. The bitches love him on his own.
That's hot.
He got nothing to do with Lil Wayne, so now Lil Wayne can take him with him.
That is
but
crazy.
But Lil Wayne had 40 other niggas that was rapping with him that was doing the same shit Drake was doing, but wasn't nobody feeling them niggas. Wasn't nobody, the bitches wasn't fucking with him. So he couldn't really, like, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't really break the mold and say, come on, I'm going to make y'all stars. Drake made himself a star.
Hell yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, niggas got to understand, that's a perfect example. It's like Lil Wayne trying to put so many homies in the game that he fucked with, but ain't nobody really feeling them like they feeling Drake.
Cause I, you know, I had him up here.
Is that Lil Wayne fault? Is that Lil Wayne fault?
Hell no.
Whose fault is that?
Exactly. Cause you know, I had Drake up here, and then I respect the fact that he is busting his ass to get what he wants. He's not really trying to ride under the Lil Wayne umbrella. Like he's happy Lil Wayne gave him the light, but he's going with it. Like he's going hard. You know what I'm saying? So
It's like, what do you think kind of jealousy is going to be created with the niggas in Lil Wayne crew? Who he been putting out and rapping with all them niggas and doing the same thing, and they can't seem to get successful and get hot and blow up. That creates animosity because it's like, what is Drake doing that we ain't doing? They gonna feel like Lil Wayne doing more for Drake, but he not. It's all about what Drake doing for himself.
Yep,
that
exactly.
Nigga hustling on his own, man. He making the bitches love him. Niggas hating on him in the beginning, ending up liking him because he hustle. A real hustler gonna respect a hustler. I'm a nigga that wasn't really in favor of Cuz shit in the beginning. I wasn't feeling that shit. I was like, I ain't listening to that old bullshit.
Yeah.
But as I listened to Cuz and seen his hustle and seen his struggle and see how he getting down.
You see how the bitches react too, because you are expert in
it.
You make bitches crazy with your record. So you can relate to how what he's doing to the bitches now. Well, the women. I want to say bitches. But.
Man, I respect what that nigga doing, man, on some real shit. Like I say, he's the talk of the town right now. It's always the talk of the town. You know, 50 had it once upon a time. I had it once upon a time.
Yeah.
It go from globe to globe. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when you get it, no one understand why you got it, because it's only going to be there for a minute. We only get it for 3 years. Then it's your job to try to rekindle yourself and put yourself back in the fire again and become something. I'm about the only nigga that's been holding this joystick for about 15 years straight.
And that's like, damn, you be L.O., I think. Jesus.
No, because I didn't beat him. LL just went on to other things.
He went to movies and stuff like that. But.
Exactly. I ain't doing that shit. I do movies and TV, but I still do rap. Fuck all that.
Rap is priority.
Exactly. I'm looking at all my OGs. LL, you know, Will Smith, all these niggas, that's my OGs. Ice Cube, these are my OGs because they doing something I can't do. Hmm. They personifying themselves in another world that's bigger than the world that they started in. I can't get bigger than Snoop Dogg as a rapper. I'm looking at my career. No matter how many movies and TV shows I do, that Snoop Dogg, the rapper, outweighs everything.
Jesus Christ, man. That's the fucking homie right here. And what I hear you have a single, Gangsta Love, featuring Dream, coming soon. Like, I wish I could have it now.
Oh, man, we just shot the video that's so motherfucking retarded.
Come on, Snoop, man. Damn, man.
Nobody seen a video like this shit, little kid. You know, I always hit a video every other album that ends up fucking you up. You know what I'm saying? The last album I did, the Sensual Seduction.
Yeah, that was
and went to the crazy. I went to Roger Troutman on a nigga. Niggas didn't know what the fuck. But the shit was so fly, now I see the whole world doing motherfucking auto-tunes now.
Yeah.
Not saying that I created it, but I made it cool for you niggas to do, because T-Pain was the only nigga getting it in. And when I did that shit, nigga, I seen 100,000 niggas lining up, tuning their motherfucking voice, trying to do the thing that the dog do. But on this one, I did something completely different, like I always do on the visual tip, because, you know, I always do them videos that stick in your head. This is one of them videos that's going to last for a minute, trust me.
Jesus Christ, man. I wish I had it now. I heard you guys are going to leak it, like, next week. So I'm a blast.
Hey, you know what? Hey, on everything I love, I'm going to make sure you the first nigga to get it. I don't give a fuck. I gotta make the record label mad, nigga. You need to get it, nigga, because you touch the streets with that shit and get him hot and get him burnt up and blazed up. You understand what I'm talking about?
And now that you're running shit, I need to fly to L.A. and have a nice meeting with you and just try to see the future of Snoop Dogg in the whole label situation. You know, have Ted Chung there, you know, roll shit up, and we'll just have a nice meeting, man. I just want to.
Need to bring them hands together anyway, who kid? Anytime me and you come together, I was listening to all the mixtapes and shit that we did back in the day.
Come on, man.
Nigga, that shit is timeless, nigga.
Historical.
Nigga, fuck with that shit right now. Like, if we still, like, we just created last night. That shit sounds, the shit with me and Buck and Lloyd Banks. And,
yo, son.
And all that shit was gangster, cuz. On some real, I mean, DPGC, DPG unit and all that shit. That shit was hard.
Yo, let me get into one of them joints right now, and we'll be right back. Can I kidnap you for one more round? Because the people are calling.
And you do know that.
Wow, let's get to that right now. Who kissed Snoop Dogg? It's my birthday, and this is how we doing it. Wow. Large in the charge, motherfucker.